The National Hockey League has decided to make Seattle its next expansion city, which will lead to the Arizona Coyotes changing divisions in 3 years, from the Pacific to the Central. But it could lead to Coyotes fans breathing a sigh of relief because Seattle was one of the cities rumored to be a possibility if the Coyotes relocated from the Valley. With me to talk about all of that is Craig Morgan, staff writer for The Athletic Arizona. He covers the Coyotes. Craig, first of all, can Coyotes fans feel confident now about the team staying here with Seattle out of the relocation mix?
I think people have already moved on to the next rumor, which is Houston, of course. I've been covering this team for a very long time, so I can rattle off just probably a half dozen cities that they were rumored to be heading to: Winnipeg, Quebec, Las Vegas, Seattle, Portland. All of those were in the mix at some point, and now the latest rage is Houston. But when you look back at the history of this, the NHL made it pretty clear very early on that Seattle was an expansion franchise. And there's one simple reason, which is one reason I come back to with Houston as well. There's a lot of money to be made through expansion fees. $650 million in this particular case. Mm-hmm. You don't make that kind of money relocating a franchise.
So once the arena there has had its renovations, and then the Coyotes are going to change divisions, how could this potentially affect the Coyotes in terms of their attendance and in terms of rivalries going forward?
Well, in terms of attendance, when you Commissioner Gary Bettman came out and said that the Coyotes actually draw better at Gila River Arena in Glendale against the Central Division, that's true as a whole, but it's a little bit misleading because if you take the Chicago Blackhawks out of the mix, it's pretty much a wash between those two divisions. The Blackhawks historically draw very well. We'll see if that continues because the Blackhawks are headed to the nether reaches of the NHL standings right now. But beyond that, as I said earlier, it's a wash between those two divisions, and I think the Coyotes are also a bit upset that they're losing the natural rivalry with LA, particularly with the Kings. Mm-hmm. And then when you talk about additional attendance with the Blackhawks coming in here, well, you also have to factor in the additional travel costs. The distances are far greater to those cities. It's not like they're flying from Phoenix to each of those cities individually. You're on long road trips, but there are more miles. There are greater expenses associated with those cities.
It made me wonder whether the NHL would kick in for any of these costs.
I don't think that's going to happen. they would. I think the biggest cynics out there would argue that the NHL has already been kicking in quite a bit for the Coyotes with the revenue sharing they've been doing.
Even the complications of travel, coming back to not just costs, but the idea of going to L.A., always a possibility of travel delays, but pretty unlikely. But if you're going to the Midwest in a winter sport, I would think that would factor into the...
That's absolutely the case. You're talking about weather that impacts pretty much every Central Division city on the NHL map versus Anaheim, Los Angeles, San Jose, even the Pacific. I mean, you might have some bad weather in Seattle or Vancouver, but not traditionally. I haven't experienced it in my time traveling. Right. So you're really only talking about Calgary and Edmonton versus the entire Central Division. And then, as you mentioned earlier, in terms of fatigue, part of the season the Coyotes play on the Pacific time zone, so you're talking about flying across three time zones for that division, that matters. It really matters on a player's body clock.
Have you had a chance to talk with GM, ownership? Have they made any comments about this?
They have been pretty mum on this, actually. They have been trying to toe the company line, just saying whatever comes our way, we'll do what we have to do. Aaron Cohn, the team president, released a statement that's pretty much all the Coyotes have said on this, but I don't think that they're altogether pleased with this decision, and I don't know that everyone is convinced that this is the final decision. We're talking about something that's almost 3 years down the road.
Yeah.
A lot can change between now and then. If the Coyotes have stable ownership and an arena situation, maybe the league revisits this, and I think they should, honestly. Why not put everything on the table and try and find the best option?
Are we in a position where people are worried a little bit less? Are the players able to be not as distracted perhaps as they were three and four seasons ago, and even more than that when the NHL was owning the team? Or is there still sort of that doubt in the back of their mind?
I think it's still there, but some of the young players weren't around for that. But I covered that team, and you could definitely tell that it impacted the team then. Dave Tippett talked about it pretty openly, the former coach of the Coyotes. At some point, you're really wondering, okay, are we here next year? I think the Coyotes have a little faith that they're going to be here, at least for the next few years. If I look at this timeline, if there were to be a relocation, it would probably happen around the time Seattle enters the league in 2021, 2022. So you've got a little time to figure out your ownership situation and the arena situation. In terms of the players, the locker room, the coaches, I think they, for the most part, do a good job blocking that out. There's nothing you can do about it, really. So in particular, the players, I don't think they think about it much on a daily basis.
So last question for you, just to be a cynic again. You talked about the possibility of relocation popping up again. You mentioned Houston. Houston might go expansion. Are there other cities that people should start shaking, getting sweaty over just in case?
I don't think so at this point. Quebec is often mentioned, but Quebec has an assortment of its own issues in terms of metrics. Everybody looks at the city and says, well, it's a Canadian city. They have a built-in fan base. Yes, but that's only one of seven metrics that the league might look at when they're talking about revenue drivers. And Quebec doesn't measure up well in a number of those other areas. So other than Houston, I can't think of another great market in North America, at least, that the league really likes right now. They do love Houston. Make no mistake about that. But they did say the other day they're not thinking about expansion at this point. That could change, of course, as we know. But outside of that market, I don't see another one right now that's on the map.
Craig Morgan is a staff writer for The Athletic AZ. He's been a longtime follower of the Coyotes, reporter for various outlets. Craig, thanks for your knowledge. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.